Chapter 5.
There is a fine line between neutral and amoral. In fact, there may be no line there at all. Count Dooku.
Republic-held sector, Crystal City. The stream of cannon fire hit the energy shield and simply spilled off it like white-hot liquid. Plasma diffused, vanishing a few seconds later as if it had never hit its target at all. Rex lowered his macro binoculars. He knew it was inevitable. But it was still as close to being demoralizing as anything ever came for him. There was always a plan B, though. It was worth a try, Kenobi said. Okay, fall back. At least it makes us look convincing, like we're retreating because we're in trouble.
Sir, we look convincing because we are in trouble.
Kenobi gave him that look. One day, Rex thought, he'd get a laugh out of the Jedi. Just whistling in the dark, Rex. Have we cracked their comm encryption yet? With a couple of rapid blinks, Rex switched to an open, unencrypted channel on his helmet link. The Seps would hear him as clearly as the Grand Army could.
Fall back. All units, fall back and regroup.
Yeah, that sounded authentic enough. He switched back to a secure channel.
Yes, sir, we have.
He eavesdropped on the voice traffic between the Separatist tank commanders and the battle droid officers. General Worm Loathsome was being briefed on the clone retreat and seemed flushed with his success. He was ordering his armored column to press forward.
General Loathsome's given the order to go for our cannon, Rex said. The shield front will be at this point in around 15 standard minutes.
Kenobi kept squeezing the hilt of his lightsaber as if he were doing a physio exercise. The man loved a fight. Do you believe in nominative determinism, Rex?
If my name was Worm Loathsome, I'd prefer not to, sir.
I'm sure his mother loves him. Now let's keep our heads down until the shield passes over us. See how much damage we can do once the tanks are committed to a choke point. There was a crude, easy way to stop an armored advance. Knock out the lead and rear tanks, leaving the rest of the column trapped between and unable to maneuver or escape. Rex sized up the exits from the main street and worked out where to concentrate the anti-armor fire to achieve maximum inconvenience. If only they'd had air support. They could have trapped the SEP forces in the relatively narrow gully of the skyscraper-lined street and just poured down fire from a nice, safe altitude. Instead, ground troops would have to pick off tanks and droids one at a time.
Can do at a price. It's getting harder to define what acceptable losses means now.
Rex wondered how far General Skywalker and Ahsoka had progressed. They wouldn't risk opening a comlink, but Jedi have this weird awareness, he knew, and maybe Kenobi could detect where they were. Kenobi would certainly sense if they got killed. Rex had seen that working firsthand. He signaled his men into position and followed Kenobi into the nearest building to wait.
What if they get captured, General?
Rex asked, letting the welter of data and images on his HUD wash over him.
Ahsoka and General Skywalker, that is.
Kenobi didn't take his eyes off the deserted, rubble-strewn street. The steady chunk, chunk, chunk of droid feet and the whining drives of tanks drifted on the air. If we didn't have the resources to take the shield, then we don't have the resources to extract them either. Rex watched for signs of discomfort, awkwardness, even emotion. But Kenobi didn't say another word. He just seemed unnaturally focused on the street.
I'll volunteer if the need arises, sir.
Thank you, Rex. I know he'd do the same for you. Kenobi's tone was unfathomable. Rex dropped the subject and wondered at what point he would accept that he had to abandon his general.
We leave nobody behind.
And so far, they hadn't.